The president, of course, has referred to Iraq as the front line in the war on terrorism. If the United States isn't there anymore, where does that front line go?
I honestly, and with due respect for the president, have to say that that's a totally demagogic slogan. What does it mean? Is the notion that those who are setting off explosive devices against our troops or participating in sectarian violence, then going to swarm somehow across the oceans and attack the United States? The reason they're doing that is because of what is happening in Iraq. That violence occurs because we chose to go into Iraq, and we chose with very poor planning, particularly for the post-military success phase. Once we agree on a settled date for departure, we announce it as a joint decision. And incidentally, I discussed this with a top administration official, and that person looked at me and kind of smiled and said, "Well, it's big, this may surprise you, but we plan to do something along those lines, except we're going to call it victory."